Our scripture this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. When Mary, his mother, was engaged to Joseph, before they were married, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man. Because he didn't want to humiliate her, he decided to call off their engagement quietly. As he was thinking about this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child she carries was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now, all of this took place so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophet would be fulfilled. "Look, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did just as an angel from God commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he didn't have sexual relations with her until she gave birth to a son. Joseph called him Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We begin an Advent sermon series this week called Four Stories and One Baby, as each week we are presented with a story from the Gospels of the birth of Jesus, the arrival of God in our lives. In our scripture reading this morning from the Gospel of Matthew, I've always loved the introduction of the story, Joseph's dream, the announcement of Jesus by the angel Gabriel. And what a crazy dream that was. Have you all ever had a dream that it seemed so vivid and so real, and it left you with such an impression and this mixture of emotion or sensation, and you try to explain it to somebody else? And as you're explaining it, you're trying to find the right words, you're thinking to yourself, "What in the world am I talking about?" You just can't really seem to capture it when you talk about these crazy dreams that you have. And yet the impression that they leave on you is powerful at times. I had a dream like that. It's the only dream that I remember from so long ago. I had a dream in high school that I had a little baby girl. And that dream of what it was like for me to hold a daughter and to feel the amount of love that I had for her, that dream left a powerful impression on me and really just made me want to be a dad later on in life. And when that became a reality, it was this all-encompassing moment where I felt like God had given me this impression long before, and I got to celebrate in that moment. And that dream stayed with me for a long time. And in that dream, the daughter that I had a name. And I told myself that when I had a daughter, I would name her this name. And when I told Julia what that name was going to be that I wanted to name our daughter, she said, "Keep dreaming. It's not going to happen." And dreams, they've got me in trouble before as well. I dream very vividly, and apparently I exist sort of in this weird space to where I incorporate reality in my dreams very easily when I'm asleep. I had a paper route when I was in middle school, and I had to learn that I couldn't leave my alarm clock on the radio function. I had to leave it on that really annoying beeping function, because if I had music that came on to wake me up, in my dream, it would get incorporated into it, and I would end up sleeping right through my alarm because the music would become a part of my dream. And I would be late for my paper route. I'd be late for school sometimes. And it was so funny the way that reality would kind of merge into my dream. And then other times, this has got me in trouble with my mother when I was younger. It has got me in trouble with my wife now that I'm older. Is apparently you can talk to me while I am asleep. And I will talk rather coherently back to you and have no idea what is going on. So if Julia asked me to do something around the house while she's gone and to have it done by the time she gets back, apparently I am very agreeable while I'm dreaming. And I'll wake up with this sense of being alone in the house thinking, I'm sure there's something I'm supposed to be doing right now. But this just vague sense that maybe I was just dreaming and didn't really have the full sense. And then there's other times, and maybe y'all have experienced this as well, that right before the night before something big is going to happen. For me, it was the night before I went to Fort Jackson that I reported for basic training, the night before a big exam, the night before my ordination exams. My dreams that night were fitful. I mean, I could barely sleep at all. Very weird, very difficult dreams that kept waking me up in the middle of the night. And I feel like my dreams tell me about what's going on in my life, if I'm stressed, if I'm upset, if I'm joyful, if I'm celebrating, even if I'm sick. One night, I had incredibly fitful dreams and very worrisome dreams that kept waking me up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And then later that afternoon, I just had this incredible pain that just started to develop in one of my teeth, and it turned out that I had a pretty serious tooth infection. And it was my dream that really tipped me off into the reality of this pain that I was really going to be experiencing. Our dreams can be very, very powerful. And so I've always really loved the story about Joseph and this dream that he has. Could you imagine the situation that Joseph finds himself at this point in his life? He is probably going to bed rather stressed out, rather worried about what's going on. If we look at the scripture as we read it, you imagine the dream of what Joseph has wanted for his young family in the early part of his life. This is not exactly what Joseph would have dreamed about. As his wife seems to be scandalously, or the woman who's going to be his wife is scandalously pregnant. And he's almost agonizing or stressed out over what he's going to do. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, plan to dismiss her quietly. I don't believe that this would be an easy decision for Joseph. And so you imagine, you know, maybe like some of us before we go to bed at night, maybe there's some stress or some worry. There's maybe even a few prayers that go up about what to do or to hope that this goes well. But Joseph has a different kind of dream that night as the angel comes and tells Joseph of Jesus, of the arrival of God's Son on the earth. And in a moment, I think things change for Joseph. Now, if I was Joseph, I might have woke up in the morning and kind of been staring at the ceiling and not real sure if all of that had really just happened. But something happened with Joseph as he took all the dreams that he had for his life up to that point. He took everything that he had experienced through the night, and all of a sudden, he substituted his dreams for God's reality, the dream that God had for Joseph's life. I don't imagine that Joseph dreamed about being the stepdad to the Son of God, of being the father figure of the man who would grow up to save the world. And yet his dream that night, this crazy dream of this angel coming to talk to him, changed the reality of the space that he was in. And he experienced God coming into his life in a real way, and it changed everything about him from this one dream. The arrival of Emmanuel, God with us. I think about the dreams that we have. We shared several weeks ago for dreams that we have for our church. We each have dreams for our families, some that we've seen come true, others that we still pray for. We have dreams for our country. We have dreams for this world. But the reality is God has a dream for us as well. And God's dream has a way of becoming reality when we start to live inside of it. And so Joseph took this one moment of an angel coming into his life and telling him of the child that would come from Mary. And from that dream, Joseph laid aside all of his dreams, all of his hopes, everything that he imagined would happen in his life, and he took up God's reality. And he began to live in such a way to make that reality happen. We don't get many stories about Joseph. In fact, once Jesus is older, Joseph is pretty much out of the picture and has a mysterious history of what happened to him. But from this one dream of Joseph waking up and setting aside his dreams and taking up this crazy dream that this angel had told him about, he builds the foundation to change the entire world. I think God has a dream for each of our lives. And how we wake up in the morning and decide to make that dream a reality today has an impact much larger than our dreams could ever have. Because it's a dream that impacts all of eternity, of this entire world in reality. And it is so much larger than ourselves. But it's God's dream for us. And that can be one crazy dream. Will you bow your heads with me as we pray? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. We give you thanks for the dream that you have for us, because Lord, at times it seems so daunting and even crazy at times that you could find us and come to us. And Lord, by living inside of us, help to change this world. We who find it difficult to see hope, joy, peace, and love in this world, Lord, live through us. Be the joy, the hope, the love, the peace, and allow us to see the dream that you have for our lives, so that we may be changed forever. As we pray this all in Jesus' name, amen.